You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to chat with Asia very shortly about a brand new song that's out this morning. First, though, this is the beautiful Te Iho with Billie Jean. That is Asia and Billie Jean with the beautiful track Te Iho. On the line right now, we've got Asia. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, morena. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's so nice to chat with you about a brand new single that you've put out today called Feel It. And you're heading off on some very exciting touring adventures. Anyone down in Wellie can catch you this weekend at Cupa Dupa with, I think, a 12-piece band, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we've got a performance Saturday, 25th, here in Wellington at the Cuba Māori Ngā Toi stage. So looking forward to that, yeah.
Well, that's going to be awesome. It feels like you've been in a really fruitful working period for your music at the moment, Asia. The song that we're going to listen to is really beautiful, and you've got some really amazing collaborators you've been bouncing ideas around with. Tell us a wee bit about what's been happening for you over the last year musically.
Yeah, well, to be honest, 2022 was super busy. And you're right, it has been a fruitful last few months, last year. Almost to the point where it's just been too busy. I've done quite a bit of gigging and, again, collaborating with friends, Billie Jean and I, who recently, you know, won the Mai Oha Award, the Epa Mai Oha Award for Te Iho. That was massive. That song's pretty special to all of us. Mm. We released that 2021. Over the past year, I've been working on some new content. Late last year, I was at the Massey University here in Wellington. where Feel It was one of three songs that we had gone into the studio for to record and track, and also, yeah, do a live video for this new one, this new release today called Feel It. So it's been super busy. I think I've done 3 out of 4 shows as a part of the I Can Feel It tour so far, the last one being this weekend at Cuba Duta. So, I mean, you know, other little bits in between, working on new projects with other artists, which is pretty exciting, and got a few more things coming up this year in the pipeline. So,
I see you've been collaborating with Mata TK a little bit on an album. Can you tell us a wee bit about what's been happening in that space?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, Mata, my bro, him and I, basically we either have, you know, some of the same band members, but together with decided that we collaborate live for any shows, I suppose, that he's had. Recently we went to Waiheke Island. He had actually, it was a third attempt to get to Waiheke Island due to COVID and things like that, for the Flamingo Pier Festival. That was massive, but also, you know, we're a part of a crew called Meeting House Records, which we're currently in the works of really establishing, which is, you know, a Māori lens, Pāo Māori worldview label. And so myself, Asia, Mata TK and Ma are currently in that crew. So, yeah, it's been, it's a beautiful space to be in. You know, I love these people dearly. Musically, you know, we enjoy working, writing and playing with each other. Yeah, I mean, you know, and also Mata's a massive inspiration to my own music, and for a long time have I been listening and following his sound. So, yeah, it's massive.
That is, I have to say, an enviably cool crew to roll with there, Mata and Ma. What an amazing gang.
I know. Oh, they're both amazing. I mean, Ma is just ripping it up at the moment. You know, I'm so proud of her. She, you know, self-produced album, which she released last year, I think it was, and... You know, and actually, you know, we've all got hononga. We all have links to our whakapapa somewhere. So, you know, it's really special to have a crew to roll with. You know, we're all on the same page and want the same thing. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I guess also working in a Te Ao Māori space, releasing music and creating music, it must feel a relief in some ways to take it out of the kind of pressurised space of perhaps more of a Western music construct space. How does it feel to be working with your friends and your whanaunga in that process?
You know, I mean, for me personally, I wouldn't want it any other way. I know that for a long time with my own music, my own career, I've desired a family, you know, a crew that you can trust. And people that musically you can collaborate with and bounce ideas off. So it's been wonderful in that way, creatively. But also, yeah, I think, you know, sort of bridging that Māori music, you know, based on our experience and knowledge as Māori people, as tangata whenua, into the modern music, obviously, which some of it you hear today. There's no other crew in my mind, you know, where it works. And so at this stage, it's working really well for all of us. And then again, we're all very individual. We've got our own sound. We've got our own, you know, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm so excited to hear all these exciting things that you've got on the boil at the moment. But let's talk about the new single, which is out today. What was going on for you when you wrote this? What is Feel It kind of tapping into?
Yeah, I know, right? Sorry, I don't know what that is. Feel It is basically dropped that today. It's all sort of started, I suppose, from a dream. This track was written, well, we started writing this track 12 years ago. At the time, my older sister was a student at the Whitirau Music Polytech here in Porirua in Wellington, and some of the band members, Sam Notman, who's on the drums, Peter Riley, who's on the bass, and Te Kawahirangi, who at the time was on the keys, you know, they were all doing assessments and recitals for their studies because they were also students there as well. And so sort of out of that, you know, just as you do in the rehearsal rooms, just, you know, come up with a few tunes. And that was basically a jam for us. So I think I probably only had, like, the chorus, I Can Feel It, on repeat, mm-hmm. you know, lyrically back then. But, yeah, I mean, it is about a dream. You know, I suppose it's a symbol of sort of deep emotion and energy and a feeling, constant thoughts and feelings and a desire for a certain someone. And so, you know, lyrically in the song, it's pretty self-explanatory, I think. But, yeah, it was, yeah, it's just something that sort of evolved over the last, only end of last year did we bring it to life with a massive band and added horns and recorded it here at Massey University. So it's sort of, it is what it is, what you hear now. That's pretty much the product. Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to play it this morning, Asia. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the things you're cooking up this year. We'll talk to you again soon. Yeah. Have a fantastic time at Cooper Duper this weekend. Anybody who's listening from Pōneke or who has Pōneke mates, tell them to head along. We'll see you later.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Kakite.
All right. Kakite. Bye.
That is Asia with Feel It.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.